January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
The American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, where I swear we don't have the text messages, but I know who does. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we got the answers here. We are here. We are live. That's right, on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Don't forget, you can always now instruct your Alexa devices to tune into us. You can also tune into us at am660theanswer.com and on your smart devices. And the Answer Orlando app is still available and free at your app store. Okay, we got a big show lined up for you tonight. Got a big lineup in the studio with us to get it done. And let me go around the room and introduce everybody. And we are coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And the union boss himself is in studio tonight. Of course, that'd be Mike McBath.
Chris, I have to say hats off to the Jaguar fans. You know, your man Bortles, who is a local fella here, actually performed very well. Unfortunately, he's playing
for three quarters anyway.
I know. But, I mean, I didn't have great confidence in him. And, you know, he certainly shined. But the problem is it's Tom Brady again. Is that not what greatness is? You know, you lose your number one guy, meaning Gronkowski, and you still win the game. I mean, is that not something?
I think it was one of the Jaguars linebackers or defensive players who said after the game he was quoted as saying, "We got Tom Brady'd tonight."
You know what? That could become a dictionary statement in football before it's over, because how many teams has he done it to that they've had a big lead at halftime and then it dissipates?
All I know is it started when he was in high school and right. then at Michigan when right. he was a backup quarterback, right?
Right.
All right, we also have in the studio with us tonight the commanding general of the American Adversaries Army, none other than, of course, Colonel Danny McKnight. Always great to see you, Colonel.
Always glad to be here, and I'll tell you what, I was so proud of Bortles, though. He played his lights out. I think they hampered him in the start of the second half. Don't make any mistakes.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you, Danny. Don't make any mistakes, you know. So I thought he played superb.
He was playing within his ability. Yes. You know, he really was. He needed to run. Yeah. He would throw his passes between 5 to 10 yards. You know, he kept interceptions out of play, fumbles out of play. That's what you need from a quarterback who might be somewhat of a question. The team performed well, and in most cases you would expect them to win, but unfortunately, oh boy.
I thought the mistake they made, though, was they kept rushing only four linemen. They never put more than four rushing Brady, and Brady will kill you when you let him stand there that long, and it was deadly.
Other one note, too, Chris, do you know that right now on the StubHub and these, let's say, secondary ticket sale places, the minimum ticket for the Super Bowl now is $4,600.
Yep.
So, you know.
Saw that today.
I guess I won't be going.
$4,600. You're going to have to miss your 70th Super Bowl in a row.
Oh, I guess I will.
I'm taking donations starting right now.
That's
you guys
right.
Call
our
in
Patriot fan. You know how quiet and weaselly he was sitting back there?
He was all right smiling ear to ear last night, weren't you?
I was.
He still is. He's sitting in there going, we're going to the Super Bowl and the Bills are where?
He's such a funny guy.
I act like I've been there.
You're a patriot. You've been there plenty of times. Too many times.
Yeah.
You know?
Aubrey had an interesting comment Sunday night. I don't know if we said it on the show or not, about, you know, Brady had to have, what was it, a dozen stitches in his hand?
Yeah.
In his throwing hand? He said that was because they were sewing on another finger for another ring.
Oh, you know what? There's something to that. You know? And
he's got a fistful already going for number six.
What
right?
was amazing, too, did you see how ecstatic, though, the head coach was? I've never seen him show any emotion at the end of a win. This time he went bonkers.
Yes.
I don't know why, but you win the AFC, go to the Super Bowl, and maybe the last time as a Patriot.
I think he felt like they dodged a bullet for a little bit.
A little bit of relief there.
Yeah.
All right, I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart, because we are here and we are live, and we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff tonight. We invite your comments as well at 407-774-8255. Also, we have one pair of tickets to give away to a Pro Wrestling 2.0 event that's coming up this Friday night. And you might really want to catch this one because our old buddy, the Killer Bee himself, Brian Blair, is going to be there. Who knows that he might even see a little action.
Yeah, maybe he'll run into the ring, rip his shirt off, and go
on. That's right. This is hailing the return of the Golden Boy, Jerry Gray. And actually, it's a benefit for Jerry because he's suffering from cancer. Mm-hmm. And the tickets are $30 general admission, $50 for VIP seating. And Rocky Johnson is going to be there, mm-hmm. the father of Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And The Rock. Bugsy McGraw is going to be there. Bushwhacker Luke Williams is going to be there.
The Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhacker, yeah.
They're one of my favorites.
Yeah, they're going to be there. And all this is going on Friday night. At Pro Wrestling 2.0, and we got a pair of tickets to give away, and we'll do that a little bit later on in the show as well. So get those phones close by. All right, so the market today still setting records.
Chris, you know what? After yesterday, which was certainly another enhancement of new records and everything, here we are today.
And by the way, yesterday the market started off kind of flat, and then when the government shutdown was over, it took off again.
You know, we were down like 3.79 points, which is nothing. The reality is you could have been up today, but we did set two more new records. We set a NASDAQ record and we set an S&P record. The other thing was oil hit a new high, which is okay for about the last 3 years. You know, oil ended up the day around 64.72.
And actually natural gas bumped up a little
bit, too.
You
get a little bump there. And then you reflect back to treasuries. You know, oil keeps moving up, and the market moves up. Now the 10-year treasury has moved up, which is 2.62. And, you know, again, that's going to be reflected in borrowing in all capacities, meaning credit cards, mortgages, everything else. So, you know, that's the one little sneaker in there. If it went above 2.75, then I think you might have a little bit of a, you know, a little pressure there.
I wouldn't be too concerned about the price of oil because we got so doggone much of this stuff and we're pumping the heck out of it. Now, there was a well rig that it blew up this morning. I guess it was Oklahoma, I think it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there were a number of, I think there were five well workers who were still unaccounted for. About two dozen were able to get away. Unfortunately, the five were probably the ones that were working the wellhead. In other words, the ones drilling the drill.
Right.
it sounds like gas built up around the drilling platform, and a spark set it off.
You remember in the old days, you would just burn the gas off?
Well, that's what it was supposed to be doing anyways. Right. Perhaps, they have alarms and systems like that, kind of like smoke detectors, but they're gas detectors, and something didn't work right. And I'm sure they'll look into that. But that had nothing to do with the bump in the price of oil. The bump in the price of oil and natural gas is because it's so doggone cold.
Well, that,
and people are burning fuel oil to heat their homes and natural gas. Now, we're not going to see skyrocketing prices. It's going to be a while before we see $100 oil, unless there's a major conflict somewhere.
Out of Davos, over in Switzerland, one of the predictions, was that the actual growth in the world, that taking the whole world combined, was going to be like something like 3.9%. That's pretty good when you average everything in.
They're talking about economic growth.
Economic growth.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Right.
Pretty
and it's
good.
Being driven by the locomotive known as the United States of America. President Trump is on his way over to Davos, and he's going to brag about what's going on here, and he should.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more reason to brag. Now, the market had some action going on, but there was other things going on as well. Today, the president signed an executive order imposing tariffs on solar equipment and large washing machines.
Yeah. If I saw it, the tariff on solars was about 30%.
Right.
Pretty strong tariff.
And that, you would think that the liberals would like that. Now,
know,
of course,
that would help jobs for the poor and the unions and everything else.
No. Well, that's, no, it's not that.
Okay, what is it?
If they would like that, they'd be happy about everything else he was doing. No, it's because what is solar technology? It is a what kind of technology? I'm pointing to a color.
Green.
It's a green technology,
right.
And our solar industry here has been undercut mainly by China,
right?
Building solar panels and solar equipment far cheaper than we can do it here. And as far as washing machines go, it said large washing machines. I don't know if that's industrial washing machines.
Say, you'd have to define that.
Because a lot of the home machines are now being made back in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not all of them, but many of them are. And some of them are like they're assembled here with parts manufactured elsewhere. But nonetheless, manufacturing is coming back. Also, the Walt Disney World. Did you hear about this one, Nick? Walt Disney World. Yeah, he's thumbs up. $1,000 bonuses to their
125,000 employees.
And that wasn't the only one announced today.
Oh, I know. J.P. Morgan. They come out and they say they're going to raise wages on 22,000 employees. And then
Verizon
also said they plan to raise wages again too. And, they're not going to make these announcements unless, number one, there's substantial wages. And also keep in mind, again, what it does psychic-wise to these employees, what it does to the ability to produce better products and be more competitive.
And here's something else Verizon did, which I kind of like a lot, is that they're going to give all of their employees, other than top management, who already gets this sort of thing, 50 shares of restricted stock.
And that gives you a part of the action. You work here, you want that stock to go up in value, let's do a good job because we're
that's
all
right.
in the same boat. That's one reason
and
I
it's
like
worth
it.
About 2,500, that 50 shares is worth about 2,500 market prices today.
And sometimes you wonder if I were a company, maybe instead of giving cash to individuals, I would give them shares because it makes them feel part of the company. Also teaches them capitalism. In other words, you're a capitalist now, you do have shares in America and you're pushing forward. I think that's a very smart idea, where you could go Bernie Sanders' way and give them nothing.
Right. And
give it to Bernie.
Things are, shall we say, the ground is shifting, and I don't mean the earthquake that happened in Alaska Gulf this morning, although the ground did shift there. Now, I think some ground is shifting in Washington, D.C., because it's getting harder and harder to deny that all of this is because of Donald J. Trump and the tax cut plan. And it flies in the face of and is exactly the opposite of what the media and what the Democrats said was going to happen. They said all of this money from the corporate tax cut was going to go to the top dogs in the corporations and shareholders. And so shareholders a bad thing,
right?
With stock buybacks and dividends and all this. And look at, lo and behold,
so
what's going on.
I know.
And the media, believe me, I'm here to tell you, in the executive suites of NBC, CBS, and ABC, they're sitting there going, what in the hell are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about this when Verizon is undercutting us by giving bonuses to their employees? How are we going to stop that?
No, we won't give them a rate increase.
But no, what I'm trying to say, though, is the media is beginning to understand that reality is slamming them upside the head like a Hacksaw Jim Duggan two-by-four, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can't get away from it. And then you had this debacle of a shutdown, which has turned into... As President Trump, remember he said, and they were even using the quote on the floor of the Senate, what we need is a good little shutdown. Oh, boy, did we ever. Did it ever work out good, buddy?
And he wasn't begging to get back in. He sort of like hit a little bit during that period. Well, where is President Trump? He's not doing his job. He should be like, hey,
you guys already
enjoy it. Suffer a little, meaning you Democratic politicians, because you guess what, buddy? You're going to pay a dire price at the polls.
It was interesting because Tom Cole, Congressman Tom Cole, Republican, was on MSNBC The Morning Joke this morning. And they were sitting there going, well, we don't know what Trump wants. Trump was out of the negotiation. We have no idea what Trump wants. He says, yeah, we do. He's been saying it all along. We need border security.
Yeah, it's very simple.
We need to do something about DACA. He said all along he wanted to do something and the DACA people to stay. Yeah. He said, but then we need to do something about chain migration and lottery migration. Those are the four main points that have always been there and, according to Trump, will still be there. All right? And so, you know, they were flabbergasted. They were also, it was interesting to hear the Morning Joke himself going to extraordinary lengths to try to convince the audience that the Democrats had actually won the standoff.
Just no one else understood that.
His reasoning was that they were able to wring out of Trump 6 years of protection for children's health insurance program. And, of course, what he failed to understand or tell his audience, or he was just outright lying, is that that was already in the House bill that they rejected on Friday.
Right.
The only thing, the one and only thing, I feel like I'm in the Miracle on 34th Street, the one and only Santa Claus, the one and only thing that changed as a result of the shutdown was the House bill, instead of extending the government for 4 weeks, it was extended for three. Everything else was the same. And this moron is trying to tell his audience this morning that the Democrats got that in there, and that's why we had to have this, and that's why the Democrats won. And as long as, I love it, because as long as morons like that are out there spewing that nonsense, for one, it makes our job a lot easier, and for two, it exposes them as what they are. I mean, a complete moron or just absolute, scandalous liar.
Well, we're going.
And I think it's a combination of the two.
Remember, we got a cognitive assessment test coming up.
We'll talk about that.
We'll be coming into
that. We got to take a break, though. We've already gone long in this segment. We'll take a break and come back and continue the conversation. Once again, big good news out of the economy today from all sorts of places. Stick around for more of the American Adversaries, please. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting in Longwood, and they continue westbound past downtown, and it doesn't clear up until about the turnpike. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. 408 westbound is a little bit congested. It clears up after John Young Parkway. The 408 eastbound is fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are fairly congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
If you got us as you're out there on the road, please drive safely. Travis, pretty smooth today.
Is that like country western on the road again, we'd say?
Well, this is Willie Nelson.
I mean, I was going to say, I was in Nashville this week.
Of course it's country western.
In Nashville this weekend. And you'll have to like this if you're a conservative. This was that Women's March, you know, garbage and all that, right?
Yeah. So
this is great. I'm right down by Vanderbilt.
Do you have one of them hats on?
Well, you're going to laugh at this, Chris. This is really funny. So, you know, some of these cities had, thousands of people, you know. Virtually, they had... I walked into the largest group of protesting women. They must have at least had 12 people. And the average girl was probably 19. I said to one of them, I said, I'm just curious. Do you know what you're protesting about? And she like smiled at me. She said, I'm not sure. I think you're going to be a perfect Bernie Sanders voter. Uh-huh. You are the right person. But isn't that pathetic? A giant city like Nashville. And, you know, we were down, you know, Danny, that area downtown. Mm-hmm. We're all... Action is that's where they would come down through there. There was like no one. And that's that. And right by Vanderbilt is Belmont, which is right by Lipscomb, which tells you, you know, women, well, get with it.
That's a lot of wasted energy anyway.
Boy, you're not kidding.
And it is not indicative of any real momentum in the Democrat base. All right, as I said, we took the last segment long, so we're just about out of time in this segment. But when we come back, I want to talk to the Colonel about some other big lies that the media has been perpetuating out there. And one of them is that the president is a weak leader. Of course, the Colonel has written the book on leadership I consider it to be. It's called The Streets of Mogadishu. You can get it at his website. That's DannyMcKnight.com, Streets of Mogadishu. They're also saying that military morale is down, especially amongst the... not the high-ranking officials, but the commanding officers like colonels and majors and things like that. And then did you hear that the NFL has rejected a vet's ad? How could they do that?
We'll get into that to talk about.
And we hope you'll join us. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. And don't forget, you can join us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook.
Right on time, and the Tucker boys are cooking down in Carolina. Down in Florida can't be still when old Leonard Skinner's picking down in Jacksonville. People down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Bell.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Alaska earthquake was a type that usually produces less vertical motion, which means less chance for waves to build for a tsunami. That's according to Paul Earle, a seismologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says the earthquake was within the Pacific Plate and was a so-called strike-slip earthquake. That's the type when one side of the fault slides past another fault, like the San Andreas Fault in California. The top Islamic Hamas leader is accusing the United States of preferring its alliance with Israel over its interests in other parts of the Middle East. Ismail Haniyeh said Tuesday that U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's tour in Israel was unwelcome, adding that his speech before the Israeli parliament a day earlier proves the USA has a strategic alliance with the, quote, Zionist entity. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 4 points, the NASDAQ rose 52. More details at srnnews.com.
And the latest answer traffic now.
UCF police are investigating an attempted battery on campus that occurred last night, and they think it may be connected to two other recent attempted attacks. The victim described the suspect as a thin, dark-skinned man with glasses, about 5 feet eight and about 130 pounds. Authorities encourage anyone with information to call the UCF Police Department at 407-823-5555. Orlando police are increasing security at the Jackson Brown concert tonight due to a possible threat left on banners at a church in Indiana. OPD said in a statement that they have increased security at the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts. The banners that triggered the security increase included misspellings and vulgarities, as well as a sign that made reference to the Vegas shooting. OPD says they're increasing security, but don't know the person responsible for the signs. More than 1.5 million Floridians now unable to participate in elections would automatically have their voting rights restored under a new proposed constitutional amendment that will go before voters in November. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting in Longwood, and they continue westbound past downtown, and it doesn't clear up until about the turnpike. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. 408 westbound is a little bit congested. It clears up after John Young Parkway. The 408 eastbound is fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are fairly congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Yes, this is B, Brian Blair, the killer bee, and I'm tired of those sticky liberal lies. That's why I tune in to the American Adversaries, where you get nothing but the truth. So don't get stung. Listen to AM 660, The Answer.
All right, and that, of course, is the killer bee, Brian Blair, and he is going to be in town. He's going to be in on the show with us Friday, and then he's going to head over to Pro Wrestling 2.0, where they're going to be doing a benefit show for the Golden Boy, Jerry Gray. And if you would like to go, we've got a pair of tickets to give away tonight. And the phone number, of course, is 407-774-8255 as we come to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. It's going to be a great show. Brian Blair will be there. Bushwhacker, Luke Williams,
Rocky Johnson will be there. Bugsy McGraw will be there. A lot of other great wrestlers, new and old, will be there. And it's a benefit for the Golden Boy himself. That's Pro Wrestling 2.0. They're located just off Goldenrod, just south of Highway 50. It'll be this Friday. The matches will begin at 7 p.m., so you'll be able to listen to our show and then go see the wrestling. And if you get that pair of tickets, you can go for free.
Yep.
So if you're the first caller at 407-774-8255, you can have that pair of tickets. Okay, I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath and Colonel Danny McKnight. We're your hosts here tonight. And I wanted to, you know... The media was really having a field day there for a couple of days with this government shutdown. I mean, they were really, not that they needed another reason to lay into Donald Trump, but I mean, they were laying into him again. And one of the common words that they were using was, he is weak, he is inept, that sort of thing. Colonel, as I said, you've written the book on leadership, The Streets of Mogadishu. Your opinion?
I believe that if you just look at everything he's done, his background, for people to say that, they're stupid. I'll be very blunt. But to be a good leader, he's doing exactly what a good leader does. He is making people that are supposed to be reporting and responding to him, he is making them understand, yeah, I want you all to go through the process, but I'm the leader. I'm going to be the one that makes the final say, and I'm going to give the guidance. He's doing exactly that. You know, and people just can't stand it that he is doing exactly what a good leader should do. And I applaud him for it. I'm thrilled when I see him doing what he's doing.
And by the way, the colonel wasn't a huge Trump fan from the very beginning. But as he got to know the president more and more, seeing more and more of him, you began to warm up to him.
No doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. I'd, you know, be thrilled to work for him. I mean, I really would, because he is that good at. And I guess people want him to jump up and down and yell or something like that. He just don't do that.
Well,
you know?
he does every now and then.
Every now and then. But generally speaking, he's pretty focused on what he wants people to understand.
And that's the bottom line, is that he wants the best out of everybody. And when he gets mad is when he thinks the people aren't giving them their best, as far as the people who work for him. And he also gets mad at people when he feels like they're screwing him over. And that's what happened when those six senators went to the White House, that last Thursday, and then the so-called S-hole and all that stuff. That he was mad. And they were all in there, you know, talking strongly.
The other thing.
And but the president, as soon as it's over with him. He doesn't hold a grudge. He doesn't take it past that moment. You follow what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And that, I think, is also a good leadership quality.
Absolutely. Do what you do and then move on. And that's what he does. He sort of, you know, does what he needs to do. He'll give guidance and then, move on. Let's get it done, you know. And I think what we've just seen with this shutdown, but in turn it came back and got fixed. But he knows it's about 2 weeks or so out there that, you know, this thing's got to be fixed. I can't wait to see that happen.
The other thing is that old saying, you know, give them enough rope to hang themselves.
Yes.
This was perfect in the last few days. You know, do I have to be talking the whole time? We got them all set up. Chuck Schumer fell for the bait. Look who looks like a fool. And then we'll get back and see where we go. So, you know, being weak doesn't mean you have to talk every second of your life.
I was going to jump on that.
It has nothing to do with it.
You're exactly right.
It's how you
right.
play the game.
Yeah. People think, well, he's not talking and telling enough.
Folks, his
he
silence
doesn't
is
have
speaking.
To talk and tell you a lot, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he doesn't have – Mike's right, though, for them to say he's not talking enough and telling us enough. Okay, last time I checked, he's in charge. He's doing just fine.
Yeah, indeed. And once again, he has, as far as this immigration business goes, he's laid out his position, and it's quite clear.
We know what he wants. It's very evident, if you follow this at all.
Exactly. And it kind of reminds me of the campaign, when you would have the media saying things that didn't comport with what he was actually saying. In other words, they would say, he didn't talk about this, or he didn't say something about that, when in fact he had, if you'd actually listened. But his speaking style is, he gets off on these tangents, but he comes back, right? And they see that as, he's repeating himself, he's losing it and all of this. No, it's just that his mind is working so fast and encapsulating so many things that he wants to bring to people's attention. And he looks for little tangents to do that. But he always comes back to the core message. Mm-hmm. And the core message on immigration is, yeah, I want to do something so DACA people can stay. But no, I don't want to extend lottery immigration, chain migration to either DACA people or anybody else. And we got to secure the border. Now, Chuck Schumer had said that he said he would fund the border wall, when in fact he didn't. They said that they would authorize the wall. Well, the wall's already been authorized. The wall was authorized in 2006. They just never have provided any money to do anything, mm-hmm. right? It's like you hire a guy to paint your house, but say, I'm not going to pay anything. So what, do you think he's going to paint your house? No, he's going to wait till you pay him, right? And so that became an issue. And so Schumer supposedly is today has withdrawn his offer.
I know, because then he'll negotiate it back. But, I mean, even in sales, I just think about what Trump did. Because Trump was a great salesman in a sense. I mean, no one builds an empire like he did. And he knew that old story is, when you have him at a certain point, shut up. The next guy that speaks loses. Guess what? Little Chucky boy, who's never really worked in any capacity other than a phony politician. Chuck, maybe you ought to read that book on sales, buddy. Because you were made a fool.
You might want to peruse Art of the Deal as well.
And every time Nancy Pelosi opens her mouth, I want to throw up. I'm sorry. It's just, I mean, every time she says something, it makes no sense. She's just, you know.
Which is why, you know, I understand the position, but from my perspective, I say let her rip.
Yeah, she does.
It's
right?
Only a help to us.
Exactly. Right. It's the contrast. This is exactly what we want. And with Trump, it just makes it more stark. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more of a stark contrast. There's less gray area, if there's any at all anymore. And he's an excellent leader. And if you read books that people know anything about him, you'll see that in the book. And he's a great motivator. And sometimes being a great motivator means getting in your face. Now, you played for a guy like that, right? Paterno?
Right.
One of the greatest football coaches ever.
That's exactly
and
right. He's
in your face.
I used to say he'd kick you right in the butt. You know what I mean?
But
literally.
Then he would also.
But he'd also praise you at the point of where
you
perform.
Put his arm around you, treat you like a son.
You know, this was the Marines. That's what I use has to define it. But he understood where you push, where you pull. And, you know, how to motivate. And that's part of being a great leader. And that's why I laughed this weekend. I watched Trump, you know, and he knew that story. I'm not going to say anything. Let them hang themselves. And guess what?
They did.
Perfect.
And it didn't take long either. and it didn't take them long for also something I said on the show last week was that the Dreamers, they're not going to care about a wall. They just want to stay here in this country.
Yeah, I just want to be here, right.
And you had Luis Gutierrez, Democrat mm-hmm. congressman. It didn't take till Saturday. He was out saying, if all it takes is for him to get his wall, I'll help him build it just mm-hmm. to get the DACA people mm-hmm. in here, right? So, Trump played him like a fiddle.
Plus, you know what? You think about the trouble the Democrats are in. I mean, even, you know, I was up in Nashville for 4 days, right, and I took Uber. And you remember, who drives a lot of these Uber cars? Up in Nashville, it's mostly musicians. And I would ask them, I said, well, what do you think about our president? And they go, I don't particularly like him, but watch this. But he's really doing a pretty good job. And that was the consensus of about six different individuals who were, you know, part-time Uber, part-time musician, and that's what they do up there. Yeah. And they were all liberals by heart, but every single one acknowledged that, well, he is, we're really prosperous up here and things are really doing well like we've never seen before. That's what you look for. The media has no idea about these Uber drivers. No. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. That's why I'm delighted that they run their mouths like that.
Right, keep rolling. You're going to be sorry.
Because they're preaching all this nonsense and people out there mm-hmm. living things that don't jive with that.
The
right?
Uber driver has as big a vote as that guy sitting in Del Frisco's in downtown Georgetown, right?
Exactly. And believe you me, these things are going to play into that decision-making process. And this is what's got the Democrats in a bad way.
Yep.
Is because you mentioned earlier over there in Davos, they're talking about mm-hmm. worldwide economic growth right. over 3%, 3.5%.
Yeah, there's 3.9.
Wait till you see. Mm-hmm. I predict the United States is going to see 4% growth this year. easily.
But Chris, you got to attribute that to Barack Obama.
Yeah. Well, once again, let him make the argument.
Yeah, keep making that
statement.
All
you got to do is say, okay, then what did he do that's making our economy grow like this? What did he do? Tell me what policy that he did.
I could say he set everything up properly,
okay,
and then Trump just came.
Then how? How did he do it? What did he do?
He wanted to make sure you didn't make a lot of money. That's all I can say.
Well, it'd be like the protester when you said, "I don't really." You ask them the question. I don't really know.
Right.
You know, it's just they're caught up in this wave of sore loserness,
mm-hmm.
right?
Where do you go in this atmosphere?
That was purposely, mm-hmm. purposely turned into mm-hmm. hatred against this president by the media and Democrats mm-hmm. because they couldn't take the loss.
Mm-hmm.
They were too immature to take the loss, yep. right?
Yep.
And instead, they tried to turn, you know, the hard feelings out there that normal people, when they lose, I mean, ask Jacksonville fans, right? Do they yep. feel good about losing? No. But you get over it,
mm-hmm.
you see? Unless somebody tells you.
They cheated you. Yeah, yeah. They used an
New
inflated
England cheap,
ball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got it.
Right.
You see?
Yep.
All right, let's go to Rick's phone call. Hey, Rick, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling. Rick, are you there? All right, well, we'll work on that. In the meantime, there's another myth that I haven't heard it a lot, but I have heard it some in the media, and that the military is wary and suspicious of Trump, and that the morale amongst majors, colonels, captains is very bad right now. Colonel?
And who came up with that great idea? I mean,
that was, I've seen that on both CNN and MSNBC, and I believe I even heard it on NBC this weekend.
I promise you, without question in my mind, that the day that Donald Trump became president of the United States, the military was thrilled.
At all
Every
ranks.
One of them? No.
What?
75% of them, yeah. Because they knew right then and there the things that had gone away. We brought the military down so bad. We lost so many people that deserved to stay longer. But, oh, no, you've been here long enough. We're gonna reduce the number of people that we have in the military. That was a big hurt, okay? And do you realize that the pay raises that they got during the 8 years that Barack Obama was there were minimal at the best?
Right.
I mean, all of those things, they're changing, okay? And the biggest change is we're putting people now in places they need to be where we didn't have them there before when Obama was the president. We had people in Afghanistan, right?
Right.
But how many did we have? Less than 10,000.
Actually, less than 8 at one point.
That's right. It got down to 8.
Yeah.
Guess how many we've got now?
About twice that.
It's over that now, exactly.
I saw it was like 15,000, yeah. they said, today on TV in Afghanistan alone.
That's about right. That's yeah. about right from everything
else. And they sent those warthogs.
And that's about right for the mission.
Yeah. Yeah. So the military, they're not upset. They're thrilled that they got somebody in the leadership role. And people that want to say, well, he has no military background. Well, how much did Obama have? Okay, 0. Okay,
right.
So we don't even need to discuss that part of it.
Well,
but Donald Trump, as president, has surrounded himself with the right people. And that's, of course, General Mattis and General Kelly and General McNabb. They are the right people. And if you surround yourself with the right people, things are going to work out pretty doggone good. And that's the reason morale being low? No way. Not even close.
Don't you believe they just take writers? I mean, Chris, remember yesterday,
Kelly, like the colonel said, they can find somebody.
Yeah, I know. They said yesterday, well, Kelly's really, you know, there's a dispute between the two. He's probably going. They just make this stuff up. They ask Kelly, he goes like this, what are you talking about? I'm going to be here as long as he's here.
And these
people are crazy.
And Trump tweeted out today his confidence in Kelly
right.
and the winning and everything of the shutdown. It all has to do with a statement Kelly made in an interview where he talked about the president being uninformed about certain aspects of the wall. He wasn't saying the president was uninformed about the idea of a wall. He was saying that there were certain
Some
aspects of the wall
niches that he might not right, be aware
like
of.
Like, for instance, Trump wasn't aware that you might want a wall you can see through. Right?
Yeah.
More like a fence than a wall.
No, maybe that's a cheaper model. Right, I agree.
By the way, the 8 prototypes that they have built, the concrete ones, evidently even special ops guys can't scale them.
Oh, really?
That's pretty good. Pretty good test there.
Yeah. Or, you know, we can find some immigrants who might be able to go immediately into special ops. Hey, come here.
Let's take Rick's phone call now before we take the break. Rick, let's try it again. Thank you for calling.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can. Go ahead.
Okay. You were mentioned earlier that the media is saying that Trump looks weak. Trump looks weak. Well, Trump has read Sun Tzu. And when you're in a position of strength, according to Sun Tzu, you want to appear weak to your enemy. And they fell for it.
Yeah. Actually, he's talking about the art of war.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. You don't want your enemy to know your strengths. You want your enemy to think that you're less than what you are so that you'll go pound them when the time comes.
Good point,
Rick.
Trump didn't speak at all.
Trap. Now, I will tell you how Barack Obama set up this economy.
There we go.
He put chains on it, and Donald set it free.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's going to happen when you set a horse free?
It's going to run like the wind, baby. And that's what this economy is doing. You got that right, Rick, all the way around. Thanks for your persistence getting back with us, too. Appreciate that.
Chris, can you imagine today, like just referencing Rick's statement, is one of the reporters asked during the 3 o'clock press conference, they said, well, you know, with all this wonderful news coming out by all the companies that are paying bonuses and giving stocks to the employees, everything, he said, don't you think Barack Obama really deserves that because they had the money before this happened? Oh, my God. I mean, the guy responding was Cohen, you know. Here's a guy at Goldman Sachs, probably a paid. He's like, looks at the guy, and he's going, he's thinking, are you nuts?
Well, that's what he should have said.
Oh, yeah, wished he would have. He was kind. He just said, well, that's not exactly how it works, or it does this way.
Yeah, he was much more polite than we would have ever been.
Anybody with a brain watching this, and this is what the media is. What a bunch of fools.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more of the American Adversaries.
We got to get that contest rolling.
And we got our contest challenge for Thursday we're going to talk about. And don't forget, Streets of Mogadishu is the book that the Colonel has written. And it is an excellent primer on leadership, leadership skills, and the dangers of political correctness and what it can do, especially to a military mission, as was happened in Mogadishu. All right, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. Please be with us. And by the way, you can get that book, Streets of Mogadishu, at the Colonel's website, DannyMcKnight.com.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting in Longwood, and they continue westbound past downtown, and it doesn't clear up until about the turnpike. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. 408 westbound is a little bit congested. It clears up after John Young Parkway. The 408 eastbound is fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are fairly congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
You gotta keep them separated.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we are the American Adversaries, Titans of Talk Radio, the voice to be reckoned with. And that's right, we separate fact from fiction, truth from lies, and the real news from the fake stuff. And if you were listening to the show last week, I can't remember which day, which I guess said something, I took the cognitive assessment test, the same one, the Montreal cognitive assessment test that the president took. I just barely passed the doggone thing.
No,
right?
Chris, we tried to help you. I thought you were very effective.
Well, that's part of the problem. You were trying to help me. You remember what day that was, Nick?
No, it might have been like Wednesday.
Ah, see, all right. I feel better now. I feel better
now. You look better. Your speech is better.
So what were those five words? Do you remember them?
Velvet, red, face, church.
And Disney. No, I just said that. For
I got four. Does that count?
I don't think red was one of them. I think you're putting red velvet together.
Oh, I thought red
he's
was
being
one.
Critical. I don't know.
I thought
red was. I think red was.
Yeah. Red velvet face.
I'm
church.
Not sure. Nick, go look that up.
We're looking.
It doesn't matter because we'll change that test.
No, oh yeah, red was in there.
Yeah.
Face velvet church Daisy red. Yeah.
Daisy, right. That was the other one. Yeah. Daisy, you got it.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyways. Having said all of that, Mike has devised a contest because we actually said that night it'd be something that somebody said somebody should pay for everybody in the media to take
right.
this test.
In other words, maybe it's time to put the shoe in the other foot. Instead of testing the president, why don't we test the media? So we have come up with an idea. We want to have a cognitive assessment test for the media. We want you to name the test and then give us a couple questions that you believe could
two.
Appear, right, one or two that could
remember,
appear.
Remember, I got to write this stuff down.
I know. Could appear in our 30-question test. So, my name and my test, I'm going to call it the San Francisco Cognitive Test based on so many fruits and nuts out there. Yeah, that's my test.
Amen.
Now, my first question is very simple. And this is like the questions you were asked, Chris. At what age was your gender declared? Okay, and this is multiple choice. 1, 12, or never. Now, that sounds just like one of the questions, okay?
Okay.
Now, question number 2. This is going to the media. This test is focused for the media. Did you flunk out of college, multiple choice, in 1, 3, or 5 years, or finally never accepted? That's my 2 for the media. So come up with your
all
questions.
Right.
I think it's going to be an awful unique 30-question test we put together, Nick.
Name your test and give us a question or two. And remember, it's for the media.
For the media. You got to keep
okay?
that for the media.
Exactly. All right. So that's going to be for Thursday. All right. So get those contest entries ready to go. And once again, we got a great prize package.
Prize package is fabulous.
Absolutely. Getting better all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So get that ready for Thursday. Okay, when we come back, we got some other things to talk about. Did you hear where the NFL rejected an AmVets ad? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the latest out of the Moolah investigation and a lot of other stuff. Right here on the American Adversaries. Don't forget, you can join us on Facebook by going to American Adversaries on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Hart Radio. And you can join the American Adversaries Army, of which the colonel here is the commanding general. And that's at our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can also send me emails. You can also check out all of our great sponsors. And we'll be right back.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends. When I'm a road.
Welcome back for hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show. We're still primed and ready to go, ladies and gentlemen, as we come to you once again live as we can be from the Relax and Comfort Studios on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, and your Alexa devices. And don't forget, tonight you can listen to this show rebroadcasted in its entirety on the Talk America Radio Network. That's talkamericaradio.us Liberty Channel. Okay, in the studio with me is the Union boss himself, Mike McBath, the commanding general of the American Adversaries Army, Colonel Danny McKnight, and myself, Christopher Hart. Nick LoCicero, the marathon man, is on the bridge, and the number is 407-774-8255. Got some news we want to go through, but there's a couple of stories that just came across the wire since we've been on the air. Mike's got them both.
This is what excites me. You know, our commander-in-chief, right, President Trump. This came out at 4:43 this evening. It says the Pentagon says it killed 150 ISIS fighters in an airstrike in eastern Syria while the U.S. federal government was shut down Saturday.
I guess.
And maybe Trump was just counting the numbers of bodies or something. Maybe that's why he didn't respond to the Democrats, right?
They must not have understood what government shutdown means over there. They probably thought it was
terrific?
Clear
maybe,
sailing.
I guess ISIS thought we were under the same rule of Obama, just figure, hey, you know, go party, right?
Yeah, wrong. Exactly. We're going to go sit outside and watch, you know, no big deal. Yeah.
Yep, that's good.
Good job, guys. It was well done,
But, you know, that's a testimony to our military.
You're not kidding.
They are the most professional of all of the institutions. You know, yesterday I mentioned, and we'll be talking about this more and more as we go along, but something called the Edelman Trust Barometer. And it's a liberal think tank that puts together this barometer of trust in our institutions. And trust in the government and the media is down to 33%. But, you know, it's because they're so untrustworthy,
yeah.
Right? I mean, look at the media. Would you trust those local yokels?
Honestly, I'm surprised it's that high, in all seriousness.
For the media and then government, would you trust government?
Now, I wouldn't trust any of these people.
And we're going to get into the memo and the texts and all that stuff here in a minute, but that's why there's no trust in government. Look at what the FBI is doing. Look at Harry Mueller, all this witch hunting business and everything going on. That's why people don't trust the government. But in the military,
We got trust because they are great professionals. And it's always, I've always been, shall I say, it's always been remarkable to me the professionalism that exists in the military from the top ranks all the way down to the bottom. And of course, you can always find exceptions to any rule, but this is just a testament. They didn't stop doing what they were doing. They weren't going to slow down. They saw a target. They were going to go out there and annihilate it. They did, didn't they?
And they do what they do because they've got good leadership, though. That's the key. Military leadership, to me, is second to none, okay? And, yeah, everybody's not great, but 90% of them. We've got great leaders out there from the captain rank right on up.
Yeah, Rick, we had a caller, Rick, in the first hour of the show, and he talked about how Obama, you know, there's a lot of Democrats out there that would have us believe all this great economic news. There was even a question in the presser today about that. Shouldn't Obama get the credit for this? Hell no, because he didn't do a damn thing to create
he
this
didn't
economic.
Do anything. His whole ideology
what,
was a
what he did was sick. What Rick said was he put chains on the economy.
Yeah.
He also did similar things to the military.
Big time.
He held the military back. He would not allow the military to accomplish the mission the way they're trained to do and in a professional and humane fashion. And this president has taken the chains off of both the economy and the military, right?
Well, it's like we said a long time ago when we were talking about President Trump and, you know, people saying, well, he doesn't have a military background. No, he doesn't have a military background. So what he did was the smartest thing he probably did from the beginning was he put military people in military positions like the Secretary of Defense. That alone right there tells you he knew what he was doing when he got, you know, the Secretary of Defense being the right guy.
Right.
Imagine, dude, it was a shutdown period. Can you imagine if Obama was in there? Okay, you guys, you can't take the planes up. We don't want to put any gas in. That's a pretty good hit, 150 in one shot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you remember, the president's national security advisor was also a general.
That's correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who got railroaded.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that whole situation can be made right because Flynn did not deserve to get the treatment that he has gotten.
I totally agree with you.
There was some other news that just broke as well. The Senate approved.
Yeah, Jerome Powell was approved as the Federal Reserve boss, replacing Janet Yellen. So we have a new man in there, and again, I think he'll work within the dictate of Trump, and I think we'll see things continuing in a very positive way.
And Janet Yellen is now taking a job with, is it Dutch Boy Paints to be their new model?
Yeah, she's going to pour white paint on top of her head.
Actually, she didn't do too bad a job.
No, for
when
Yoda.
You get right down to
Yoda,
it.
Yeah.
When you get right down to it, she didn't do too bad a job. She didn't screw things up.
No.
Right? She did begin
the
process.
She was very cautious, and she kept rates down, maybe artificially, right. But I think this guy will do a better job because, actually, I think his background is more business-oriented, not academic.
Right.
So he'll probably do a better job.
Right. Obama would go for the academicians over the people who had real-world experience. I want to get to some other things, but we got some callers on the line, so let's get to Alfred and then Steve. Alfred, how are you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
Good evening, gentlemen. Permission to come aboard.
Permission
You're
granted.
Welcome.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
All aboard.
Go ahead.
Okay, you guys make me laugh. Listen, speaking about the president not having any military experience, at least compared to big ears, like I call him, he has at least he went to a military school.
He did. That's exactly right.
That's where he got all his discipline.
And
he knows how the Army works.
And in fact, they ran that school like it was a military academy.
That's right.
Exactly.
And he had to wear a uniform. They had to salute one another. The older.
So he understands the military, so he knows how it works.
Yep, and I said this when he chose Kelly that he would be Kelly. He would be comfortable with a guy like Kelly there because he became like one of the star students at that school, and there was this one instructor there who was like the most drill instructor of the drill instructors, right? I mean, he was really a tough guy, and Trump became his favorite student because Trump worked so hard to be a good student at that school. Yep. Which is why his old man's sitting there.
That's the big difference between the big ears and and President Trump.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. While Obama was going learning communism, the president was learning how to shine his shoes and other good things, and being a good student at that school. And where he also played baseball and was very good at playing baseball.
Well, actually, you know, he's a pretty big guy, as we said, right? 6'3", and now he's supposedly 240, which isn't that much out of disproportion.
He tells a little story where he thought he could actually play pro ball, and I guess he went to a tryout and saw how good the other guys were and said, I think I'll stick with real estate.
I know.
He did good.
Another recent former president now was also a pretty good baseball player and played first base. H.W. Bush.
Yes, that's right. That's why he bought the team.
W. bought the team, because they were always into it. But H.W. played pretty good. I believe at Harvard he played first base. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Alfred.
Those teams aren't too good.
Back then, maybe.
I can tell you that.
But he makes a good point. Because, indeed, that military academy, now obviously he didn't serve any time overseas or anything, but it would have been like going through West Point to a certain extent.
Yeah, it's the discipline part that you get out of that.
Right.
And that, in turn, helps you become a good leader in most cases. It really does. I mean, that discipline was a big deal, and people don't even have a clue about that.
You know,
hopefully
Danny,
more of them are listening tonight so they will understand that better.
Right.
That's why I say, you know, even when I came out of high school with all these kids that went to Penn State with Paterno as head coach, these were pretty wild and crazy, aggressive kids. Well, guess what? Boy, once you come under a disciplined program, you're going to learn a lot. And you know what? It will carry you the rest of your life. That's why I just about wonder, should 18-year-olders go into the service? Because what it does for you, it instills in you what responsibility is. And that's the type of thing that will lead somebody on to bigger and better success in
their
life.
Here's a little secret behavioral scientists figured out a long time ago. Kids especially want discipline.
Right.
They want it. They actually crave it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Steve now on the line. Steve, thank you for calling.
Hey, glad to see you all there tonight.
Appreciate it.
I just wanted to say one reason, I think the Democrats really hate the military is they keep giving them missions where they don't have the men or the equipment, and they still get it done.
That's true.
He makes a good point, doesn't he, Colonel?
Yeah. Been there, done that one.
Because you're actually right. The Colonel is a living, breathing example of what you're talking about, because that mission to Somalia, Mogadishu was understaffed and under-equipped, and yet you still accomplished the mission. Even what became known as Black Hawk Down was a successful mission.
It was that day. We accomplished exactly what we set out to do.
And if that bozo would have left you there and let you do your job, you would have finished it and done it right.
That's the exact thing.
And even with what Steve is talking about, less than what you had trained to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think you're right, Steve. They hate them because they can still get the job done even when they stick them in there and in a bad way.
Well, Danny, even when you go into other nations and train troops of the other nation, what do you teach them? Discipline, right?
Yep, that's the biggest
thing.
Where
do we go until we get that instilled into you fellows?
Yeah. Well, Steve, I'll tell you this, Steve, that you're right about saying what you're saying, but I would tell you the military that I left in 2002 was really, really good. We had gotten to a point where military-wise we were good. But I will tell you that what we have today is maybe the best that I've seen. We're getting better and better and better because we're overcoming all those obstacles that were left by President Obama. And he laid plenty enough of them out there, but we're overcoming them. And the leaders now are getting our troops ready to go do anything, anytime, anywhere. And that is a gigantic change in just 1 year.
Steve?
Yeah, that's the truth. One of the few mistakes I think President Reagan did was pull the Marines out of Lebanon after that truck bomb. I know everybody in the White House and all the cabinets were saying you got to do it, but they left them there because the people, when they pulled out, the people that lived in that area around the base, I mean, they were devastated.
Yeah, and it also sent a bad signal. It also sent a bad signal, and I believe the president regretted that decision. And but Steve, you make excellent points, and we appreciate your being out there.
All right, y'all have a good evening.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, wait a minute.
Thanks.
That was.
Let's make his evening better, Chris.
Yeah, you ever been to Cafe Positano, or have you been there lately?
I haven't been there lately. I've been there once.
Well, how about going? How about going back next time with a $20 gift certificate?
That would be very nice.
Stay on the line. Give Nick your information, and I'll stick that in the mail to you. Thank you for calling. Excellent points you made there. We have to take a break. When we come back, David is on the line. You can join us as well at 407-774-8255. And by the way, you can read all about that mission to Mogadishu in the Colonel's excellent book, Streets of Mogadishu. It's a must-have book, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll be glad when you get one, if you get one, when you get one. That's DannyMcKnight.com is where you get it. Streets of Mogadishu, DannyMcKnight.com. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting in Longwood, and they continue westbound past downtown, and it doesn't clear up until about the turnpike. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. 408 westbound is a little bit congested. It clears up after John Young Parkway. The 408 eastbound is fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are fairly congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Welcome to the FBI, a Quinn Martin production. Tonight, starring James Comey, who spoke today to Herr Mueller and gave him the memos that he had made after his conversations with President Donald Trump. All right, we'll get to that here in just a second.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in. There is more news, more texts out, and it just keeps getting deeper and deeper and worse for the upper echelon of the FBI and certain members of the Justice Department.
One question, first, Chris, before you move on. Danny, I'd like your response to on this. How can these two individuals, and this, you know, the lady and the man, they do 50,000 emails, right? During work time. Like, I would be calling up going, I'm your supervisor. You are fired. Get out of here. Never come back again. If this is going on everywhere, we don't have any FBI. We don't have anything. Oh, this is a social club. You got to be kidding me. I can't believe one senator said that.
Well,
you're gone just on that alone.
And they should be fired, like
there
you said.
You go, there, that's right. That's right. By the way,
I guess there's no work standards.
We were just talking about Afghanistan. The military is sending over an air wing of, how many was it, 10?
Ten of them.
A-10 warthogs, which is a devastating weapons platform, especially for armor and tanks and things of that nature, ground support, and to support the troops in Afghanistan. And boy, I tell you, if I was Taliban, that'd be some of the...
I'd be running, hiding that cocaine.
That ain't what I would want to hear, that's for sure. All right, David has been waiting. Let's take David's phone call. Ray, you're probably going to have to hold through the break, but please do so, because we definitely want to talk to you as well as David. Thanks, David. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, good evening, guys. How you guys doing?
Excellent. Right. Thanks. You got to turn your radio. You got to turn your radio down, though. It's you're feeding back here.
All there you go.
Okay, all right, thanks.
All right, no problem. Hey, I have a question. For months now, we've been hearing about the Russian collusion, the investigation, and all this stuff. Now that we have found no evidence whatsoever that points out that the president or anybody in his party or anybody in his campaign has colluded with the Russians, but we are finding much evidence that the FBI, that the legal department, that all these people, they have colluded. They have come and they have worked together to mess up or not allow the Trump to become president of the United States. Now, could the president now step in and say, okay, Mueller, you're fired. This guy, you're fired. This investigation's over. We're going to focus on what we have, you know, the evidence that we have found. Could he do that now?
Legally speaking, yes, he could. He absolutely could. And it may come to that point. As a matter of fact, I've talked on a radio show about this, the legal aspects of this, and have said at some point this president may come to a place where he has to decide, are the political ramifications worth firing him? Because he, even though he can legally do it, the political ramifications, I believe, is what's holding him back.
The talk shows are going to be
plus. The president knows he has not colluded with the Russians. And I believe he's taken a bit of a gamble, but there's also the, as Mike said earlier in the show, there is give them enough rope to hang themselves.
I mean, he knows what's coming, and boy, when this comes out, that he wasn't in collusion.
Right. You see, a lot of good stuff is coming out now that is benefiting Trump because of this whole charade.
And he allowed the whole thing to go through. He did the American process, so...
But to answer your question, legally speaking, yes, he could fire him today. He could fire Rod Rosenstein. He could fire Jeff Sessions, who also spoke to Herr Mueller today. But at this point, I think he's thinking there's no reason to because I haven't done anything wrong. And it now appears as though the whole thing's turning upside down.
I know, the more
the
they discover, the better off I am.
David, did that answer your question?
Yes, sir, it does. It does. Now, one more question real quick.
It has to be quick.
Now, it'll be real quick. Why are we not seeing any of these people get prosecuted?
We may yet.
I mean, if you and I would do half of this stuff, we would be already in prison.
We may yet. There is some question as to whether laws were actually broken or FBI policy. Certainly some laws have been broken. I know James Comey has broken a law because we all witnessed him do it. When he revealed there was no charges to be filed against Hillary. And a lot of stuff came out in the emails about that, too. But that is yet to be seen. It may yet happen. David, stay on the line. We'll give you a gift certificate to Cafe Positano. We'll give you a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, too, if you'd like to go. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. Ray, we'll take your call when we get back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The county attorney says he will ask for the teen suspected of two fatal shootings at his Kentucky high school to be tried as an adult. Marshall County Attorney Jeff Edwards said today that the case will begin in juvenile court, but he'll request that a judge move it to adult court. Juvenile court is closed to the public and records sealed under Kentucky law. Once the case is in adult court, it will be presented to a grand jury. If the jury chooses to indict, the charges will move to circuit court and the details, including the accused teen's identity, will no longer be secret. The teen's being held at a regional juvenile jail in Paducah, Kentucky, about a half hour away in the western part of the state. The Alaska earthquake was a type that usually produces less vertical motion, which means less of a chance for waves to build for a tsunami. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 4 points, the NASDAQ rose 52, the S&P advanced 6. More details at srnnews.com.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same.
They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
From Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals. Like Bahama Cruises from $229 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $599 per person? Caribbean 7-night cruises are starting at $349 per person. Receive free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterway River cruises. Special savings on all-inclusive packages to the Dominican Republic and Mexico. Up to 65% off Sandals and Beaches Resorts, plus additional offers. Receive 2-for-1 savings with kids sale for free on MSC Divina and Seaside. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Oh, yeah. Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Badd, the Bad Man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American Adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. All right, don't forget, we're here until 7 o'clock, at which time we hand the ball off to the great Eldersky, Larry Elder. And I can't wait to hear his show as I'm driving home tonight. He's always got some funny stuff and smart stuff to say. All right, speaking of funny and smart, we got Mike McBath in the studio. We got Colonel Danny McKnight. We got me, Christopher Hart. We got Nicholas Cicero on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number for the Relax and Comfort Studios. And don't forget, in February, they're going to give away a massage chair. Somebody's going to win one in a drawing.
And you know what, Chris? I was in one, right? Remember when we went out to the studio?
Do you remember it? Because you fell asleep.
I fell asleep. Like, people were looking in the window. I'm thinking, oh, man.
That's a lifelike mannequin in there, right?
But it was outstanding.
Anyway, you can check out these massage chairs and register to win it. By going to the store, the Relax and Comfort store in Windermere, Winter Park Village, or the Seminole Town Center up there in Sanford. And we will be doing a live remote broadcast there, and we will choose the winner
on the
air. The
bed for your head is still available, right?
Only as a part of our prize package.
Part of the prize package,
Or if you purchase
it. Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
All right. So let's go to Ray now. He's on the line. Thank you for calling, Ray, and thank you for holding during the break. We appreciate that.
Chris, thanks for letting me just make a couple of comments.
Anytime.
As a former Air Force officer and aviator, I was able to spend 8 years in the F-4, which was the killing machine of Vietnam. But I will tell you this. whoever's in the path of the A-10, and they've got 10 A-10s that are going over there right now, you better find the deepest tunnel that you can find, because you're going to be shredded. It's an absolute killing machine. It is the most amazing, most incredible close air support killing machine ever created on the planet. And the reason why the military is changing, and the reason why
I'm going to let you have your full say, so don't go away. But I just wanted to point out that A-10 that you're talking about, the Obama administration tried to do away with all of them. And with the help of John McCain and others, they were able to retain the A-10 fleet, and for the very reason that you're talking about. And there was a general, and I don't remember his name, but he was testifying in front of Congress, and he was being asked about the A-10 and what they were going to replace it with. And he said, "We don't have anything to replace it with." And they said, "Well, what will that mean?" And he said, "That will mean more casualties on the battlefield." Ray?
Might have been former Chief of Staff Mark Welsh, who's a great patriot, fighter pilot, A-10 pilot. And I will tell you, anybody that knows the A-10 is going to be in any vicinity that you're in, you're going to find the deepest tunnel you can find. Just look up some YouTube videos. It's mind-boggling. But I will tell you this. I've come across a lot of young kids now, high school and kids looking to go to college, that are looking to get in the military. And the reason why things are changing is because you got somebody in the White House who totally supports the military. It's going to give them the tools and all the essentials that they need to be the greatest fighting force in the world. And the U.S. has always been the greatest fighting force, but it's because of one word, Chris. Remember this. It's deterrence. Nobody wants to get in our path, because if they do, it's going to mean the end. So thank you so much for what you guys do.
Well, listen, listen, don't go away. I just want the colonel to respond to your remarks, and then the offer stands for you, too. If you'll stay on the line when we're finished here and give Nick your address, we'll send you a gift certificate to Cafe Positano as well, and a gift card to Tijuana Flats for all these folks. Go ahead, Colonel.
Thank you. Keep bearing the flag.
Yeah, Ray, the first thing I want to tell you, though, is I want to say thank you for your service to our country, and I probably might have been around you sometime when you were up in the air and I was on the ground somewhere. I don't know. But I thank you for your service. And I will tell you, you're exactly right. I mean, the A-10 is amazing. But our young men and young women today in uniform are there because they want to be there. I talked to a father today, and his son is a helicopter pilot in the Big Red One out at Fort Riley. And he's got two other sons that are in Army or in ROTC programs in college, because both of them want to go too. We have young men and women that want to be in our military now. For about 8 years before President Trump, there was those that were getting out because they didn't like what was going on. And I'm sure you saw it and felt it too. But now we've got young men and women that want to serve in our military and help protect our country. And I thank you for setting the standard too.
Well, thank you, Colonel. And, you know, I really think this is the resurrection of the Reagan Revolution and the Reagan presidency, where we had probably the greatest patriotism, you know, in the last 30, 40 years. But appreciate your service, sir. And, you know, there's great things ahead for our military, thanks to Donald Trump.
Amen.
Amen to that, brother. And once again, our gratitude as well, Ray. We so appreciate you. So please.
Hey, it was my pleasure and my honor. Thank
all right.
You.
Anytime, brother. And please stay on the line so we can send those things out to you.
You know,
God bless you.
Nice thing was, Danny, you'll agree, Trump goes out of his way to show what respect he has for the military. Not just, you know, I'll do it because it's amazing. And it's so noticeable. Even, you know, in all the rallies and everything, he's always making sure the military is up front.
If people just look at the way President Trump gets off the helicopter,
right,
and he salutes the way you're supposed to, not like Raghead, you know, used to salute with limp wrists. Exactly.
That was great. Real manly.
Exactly. I got a little prediction for you. I think there's going to be a whole lot of people who are going to end up, I don't know how soon, but it'll be sooner or later, ashamed of themselves for the way they treated President Trump, because the man does have a huge heart. And I think that's what motivates him to be so caring for the military and first responders, because he understands that those people have huge hearts to do what they're doing, huge hearts of courage and compassion, and so he wants to show it back to them.
Amen.
Let's take Phil's phone call. Phil, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you being out there.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Anytime.
I had a question for Colonel McKnight.
Okay.
First off, what year did you graduate Ranger School?
God, do I really have to say that to say how old I am?
Danny, you're a spring chicken.
I graduated ROTC program out of Florida State in 1973. And I went to Fort Benning, and I graduated Ranger School January, February, and March of 1974. I went through Ranger School. First time I saw snow in my life was in Dahlonega, Georgia, but that's when I was in Dahlonega. It was 74 when I graduated.
Okay, that was the year my oldest brother graduated from Ranger School. So I got to find out what month he did.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I tell you, when we get done here, stay on the line and give Nick your contact information, and you guys can follow up on that.
Sure. Well, a quick question, Colonel. Is there any news about that West Point cadet that graduated recently that was an outspoken communist and bragging about it on Facebook, how communism was going to win in the end? You know, he was in his cadet outfit, and he had it written in his hat. He posted it on Facebook. I'm sure you're aware of that story.
I am somewhat aware of it. I don't do Facebook. I'm technologically stupid, okay? But I was aware.
But he knows how to break a guy's neck and shoot him to death, too.
But I know about what you're talking about, and I don't know what action they have taken, but I surely hope they have taken something.
Apparently he trashed Mattis, General Mattis, on many occasions in public, and then there's some connection with some professor that got relieved at West Point that was a Marxist. Might have been his mentor.
Good chance. I remember that one person that was dismissed from there as a teacher.
I gotta admit, I had not heard of that story, so we'll check into it to see if we can find any other details on that for you, Phil.
Sure.
All right.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Thanks,
Phil. Once again, stay on the line and give us your contact info, please. All right. That brings us to Dave. You are up next tonight. Dave, thank you for calling.
Hello, guys. How are you doing? I hope everybody's doing well tonight.
Excellent. And, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Go ahead.
No problem. I wanted to say, in line with what Colonel McKnight was saying about respect that President Trump commands with the military.
Yes.
Also, if you would like to contrast the reception that President Trump got when he went to China versus the fiasco when President Obama went to China in September of 2016.
Yep.
I don't know if you recall, but he had to go out the back of the...
That's right.
That's exactly right.
They couldn't even come up with a stairway for him.
They could have. They just didn't want to.
Right.
And
that's right.
And Trump said in the campaign he should have got back in the plane and just never got off the plane. He just left.
Exactly.
Not only in China, but look at the reception he got in Saudi Arabia. And he didn't bow to the king. The king gave him a sword, and they did the sword dance. I mean, that's extraordinary. That doesn't... I mean, Lawrence of Arabia, you'd have to go back to those days to find a white man who would get the sword dance for him over there, right?
But we did have a president bowed a lot, didn't we?
Yeah.
So it's not just the military, but it's all over the world, everywhere but the media.
That's right.
States, he doesn't get the respect that he earned.
I got a little prediction, though, that the media is going to turn, and they're going to have to. Because reality just keeps slapping them upside the head.
How do you keep doing those stories constantly?
Here's what I predict. A lot of the faces we see in the media today are going to be gone in 3 or 4 years.
Because the ratings are going to be zero. Everybody's just fed up.
And they're going to get back to some more actual real news.
Yep.
All right?
Yep, I agree.
All right.
I also wanted to thank Colonel McKnight because he rode on an honor flight with my dad back in last year.
Is that right?
To Washington. My dad, the World War II vet.
Yeah, I've done
94 years old.
Yeah.
And he's in Normandy survivor.
Wow.
Yeah. I've done three of the honor flights. I did 3 years in a row, and I was going to do this last year, but they kicked me off because the guy I was going to go with, his son decided that he wanted to go. So I said, I step aside, no problem.
And by the way, the colonel also has a big heart. He and his wife, Linda, actually sponsored a whole honor flight one time. So,
my goodness.
All right. Well, Dave, we appreciate you so much. And once again, if you would like to stay on the line and give Nick your address, I would love to send you a gift card to Cafe Positano and another one for Tijuana Flats.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
Take care, Dave.
You got it.
Right,
okay.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you so much. 407-774-8255 is the number. Some other news that did happen today. There was a 7.9 earthquake in the Gulf of Alaska.
Right.
That's a severe one. That made the top 10 in Alaska earthquakes.
Right.
And they've had some nasty ones up there.
They had told the public to move up 100 feet.
The tsunami warnings went out not just in Alaska, but also in California. And it turns out there was not a tsunami, that the earthquake, it was a sideways shift, if you will, in the Earth's crust rather than an up and down shift. It's the up and down shifts that push the wave action up. That did not happen. And there were no casualties because of what did happen in the Gulf. However, this falls right in line with what our man John L. Casey, has been saying and predicting in his book, Upheaval, that when the Earth enters a cooling period, and if you haven't noticed yet, we are entering a cooling period, that the activity of earthquakes and volcanoes rises fairly dramatically. And it's almost now, it's gotten to be a weekly occurrence where somewhere there's an earthquake or a volcano off. Last week there was an earthquake in Peru. It was a rather weak one, but it was an earthquake. And in the Philippines, there's a volcano that's bubbling up.
The reality is, hopefully, he's not right, because if he is, we're
That is most likely he is correct.
Oh, boy.
And it's not so much if, but when and how severe things will be.
You can just look at, though, what has happened in California with the rain and all of that and the mudslides and everything. I mean, there's something going on, and you're right. Our man, Mr. Casey, he knows it. He's got it right.
And if you'd like to get a copy of his book, Upheaval, and also his book, Dark Winter, you can get those at his website, veritensepublishing.com. That's Veritense, V as in Victor, veritensepublishing.com. While you're at it, check out the Colonel's website, dannymcknight.com. Great. You get the trifecta. Get Dark Winter, get Upheaval, and get Streets of Mogadishu. That's DannyMcKnight.com.
Right.
All right, we'll take a break, come back. We got Eddie on the line. And don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up here in a few minutes at 7 o'clock. And we'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You could stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Of course, that's some of the great music from the great movie that's just come out this weekend, 12 Strong. You know, we've been talking about our military, talking about the professionalism of our military and the can-do attitude, if you will, and that's what 12 Strong is all about. It is about Green Berets, 12 of them, who get dropped into Afghanistan right after, you know, the 9/11 event, and they're in there to make contact with the CIA and the warlords and help them in their efforts against the Taliban and to seek out and find Osama bin Laden. And they soon find that they'll have to carry out the mission on horseback. The only thing is, none of them knows how to ride a horse, except one of them.
Yeah, that's pretty... Oh, I know somebody could teach them.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, it's an excellent movie, very patriotic. I know you'll enjoy it, so please, I don't usually recommend getting out because I hate Hollywood and what they're all about generally, but in this case, please do get out and see the movie while it's in theaters. That's 12 Strong. All right, Eddie is on the line right now. How you doing tonight, Eddie? Thanks for calling.
Hey, what a great show. Danny McKnight, you're a gem, brother. Thanks for letting me come to your house a year ago Christmas to autograph those books and give them out as gifts. They were well received. So thank you for that, sir.
Thanks, Eddie.
Great idea.
You know, Chris, listening to that Air Force pilot, really just want to tell a story here, make a public service announcement. When I was 8 years old, I was down, lived in Chicago, and I saw a Navy submarine and a guy in Cracker Jack outfit wearing that. My dad died at 16. I finished high school, joined the Navy at 17. And I ended up becoming an aircraft electrician. Here at 17 years old, 6 months later, I'm working on F-4 Phantoms. I was in a room probably four times the size of the room downstairs. All those schematics were along, around the wall. I could identify every wire, and the first flight line I ever worked on was the F-4 Phantom. So, and it's just a fuzzy-cheeked 18-year-old kid. So moms, dads, if you've got young boys and daughters that don't know what to do, the military schools are second to none. And while I was in that school, one of the second-class petty officers said, look at this A school certificate. One day it'll make you a living. 3 years out of the Navy, I passed my I got my journeyman's license, master electrician's license, and the last job I had before I started my business, I ran Universal Studios, the original theme park, for 3 years, oversaw all the electrical at the admin building, sound stages, and two-thirds original theme park, and that's because of the Navy training that I got.
Not too shabby. Not too shabby at all.
Yeah.
And one of my nephews it's a similar story that he's in the Army right now in the Medical Corps, and he's learned things that if he chooses to get out, he would have an excellent job in the medical field. But he loves being in the Army, he especially now. And so I don't think he's going to get out anytime soon. But God bless you, Eddie, and you took the right paths in life. And it's done well for you, and rightfully so.
No, and those technical
thank you for
skills,
your service. What's that?
For a guy like Eddie, the technical skills and stuff, you can really build yourself a great future.
Yeah,
you know, in the building sector and auto mechanics and everything else. So
yeah, thank you, Eddie, for that. And I'm glad the book thing worked out okay for you. You know, I enjoyed doing that. But I will tell you that everything you just described that you learned and everything and what you're, you know, did with your business and everything, the one thing about you that's different than me, you're a lot smarter than I am. I'm just a good old Army grunt.
Oh, wait a second, Danny. Do you know Eddie?
No, I'm kidding. Hey, Eddie, I'd send you a gift certificate, but you probably already got one.
Yeah, probably there's four or five of them lined up. You know?
I'll just send you a text, and you can come have dinner with us. How about that?
Sounds great. Have a great evening, gentlemen. Thank
you
so much.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate you so much. All right. And, you know, Eddie's won a number of our contests.
Hey, he always comes up with a...
And I bet he's going to have a pretty good entry for Thursdays.
I think this time he's going to jump all over this one because he's a very creative individual. What we're going to try to do, because Chris went through the cognitive assessment test about a week ago.
Barely passed.
And he did terrific. And this is a 30-question test. So what we're trying to do is have you come up with two questions that we can give to the media, because this test is for the media. And we also would like you to name the test also. So that's going to be where you need to go to win another group of wonderful prizes.
Yeah.
My two questions are, to keep you moving, is, now remember, for the media, at what age was your gender declared? And this is multiple choice. Remember, they had them in this exam.
All right, yeah.
Was 1, 12, or never? That's one of your assessment tests.
All right.
So, Chris, come up with yours. And
so you'll name the test, and your test would have been called the what?
Mine would be called the San Francisco Assessment Test, dedicated to all the fruits and nuts that are out there.
All right, okay.
That's exactly
right.
So
you'll name the test and come up with one or two, at the most, example questions for your cognitive assessment test for the media. Remember, this makes it important.
For the media.
All right. Okay, having said that, Colonel, last time you were on the show, you were telling us about an event coming up, I believe, in Palm Bay. Okay,
yep,
that's just south of Melbourne.
Melbourne, right.
Right.
Yep. That is going to be on February the 24th. And it will start at 10 o'clock in the morning and run till 6. And this is going to be something that I think every American would want to be able to go see. And it costs you nothing, okay? It is the Wounded Warrior Amputee Softball Team coming to Palm Bay. They come in on Friday the 23rd. And on Saturday morning the 24th, they'll eat breakfast. Then they will all be put in their Corvette and be driven out to Palm Bay, to the big
that's riding in style.
Yeah, that's
right. They're putting them in there. And at 10 o'clock, the reason it's starting that early, they're going to have bouncing houses and stuff for kids out there.
This
to
is
do
a
things.
Family fun event.
Great, great, great. And be daylight, because, you know, we'll be able to finish everything by 6. Three softball games, the Wounded Warrior softball team. They're amputees, folks. It's amazing to watch them. And they will play three games. Two of them are against the Sheriff's Department in Brevard County. And I've already going to make sure the amputees know, do not give any slack to Wayne Ivey and the Sheriff's Department, okay?
Strike him out.
It will be a great event. And we really want people to go and attend to see these amazing young wounded warriors, amputees, who can do things that you cannot even imagine.
All right, that's Saturday, February the 24th, and we'll give you some reminders as time grows near. And it's 10 to 6, and that's the Wounded Warriors Amputee Softball Game in Palm Bay at the recreational complex there,
yeah,
right?
Way out off
95.
It's off of 95, or if you're on US 1, out that way, and I'll get the exact that
but
for
just,
you.
But just kind of circle that date on your calendar for right now. And once again, this is be great family outing, fun for the whole family, and a great way to show respect for our military and these guys and gals who've given so much.
Amen.
All right. And so that's once again on February 24th. Okay, don't forget to come up with your cognitive assessment test for the media for Thursday.
We need the name of the test and big prizes, right, Chris?
That's right.
Oh, boy.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Don't forget, you can get the Colonel's book, DannyMcKnight.com. That's Streets of Mogadishu, DannyMcKnight.com. Our website is AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can be a member of the American Adversaries Army. And don't forget, please, to follow us on Facebook. Check out the Perv of the Day, all right there on our Facebook page, American Adversaries. Larry Elder up next. Night, everybody.